Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this week's column for Jim. The offering title of this week's column is Energy Update, and this is what Jim has to say about that. For years, energy has been our editorial topic for December. We have covered every side of it, from science, engineering, politics, and personal perception. Yet, energy always remains a fresh topic since it's so important. It has been important since the steam engine was invented, well over 200 years ago. Prior to that time, energy sources, wood and coal, were used for heating, but not much else. The steam engine allowed heat sources to be turned into something very useful, rotating motion. Sometimes I think the younger generations, say those under 30, think that energy is a new discovery. At least with the comments that they make to me, it seems so. I got involved with energy when I started to work in 1970. In those days, energy consumers, motors, burners, and so forth, were still fairly simple and not very efficient. In the 48 years since that time, we have seen great gains in energy efficiency from production to transmission to final consumer. This was driven by politics and controlled by powerful forces. The first oil shock in the fall of 1973 drove companies to create positions such as Energy Czar and others. Today it would be hard to find an Energy Czar. Several things have happened. Raw energy costs have fallen back to nearly the level they were back in 1973 when adjusted for inflation. In 1973, we were afraid that the OPEC would dictate the prices for energy everywhere. Today, OPEC is a paper tiger. Energy extraction has gotten much cheaper, that is fracking, and energy reserves are more abundant. Boilers, generators, and all other equipment on the production side has greatly improved, now working at efficiency levels never seen before and at turndown ratios unprecedented in history. On the consumer side, motors are much more efficient, smaller, and less wasteful than ever. Other consumers, such as dryers, coils, spargers, and so forth, are better than ever, too. The science of energy is constant. Our abilities to convert one form of energy into another obeys the laws of physics, too, but we've gotten much better at the conversion process, that is, efficiency. The uncertainty is always the politics of energy, and now the politics of energy coupled with environmental perceptions and policies. As I write this, there are major riots in Paris due to the imposition of new carbon taxes. Carbon taxes are, of course, related to energy. Energy continues to remain a fascinating agglomeration of the four P's: physics, politics, perceptions, and price. For this reason, it is always a fascinating subject impacting us all. In coming weeks, we'll delve a bit into the four P's as we continue our look at energy for now and the future. Many accidents involve energized equipment. Study such matters, get professional help for assessments, and let's keep everyone safe around our energy equipment. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, All rights reserved.